it's difficult to find anything to replace methyl bromide.
Okay.
Because methyl bromide is a soil fumigant, a post-harvest product, a structural treatment product, and a medical sterilization fumigant. And so far, they couldn't find anything that will have all this quality in use. So there is an open competition. They come up with different products from different companies. You see the whole list of products that can replace methyl bromide. But they couldn't all be a soil fumigant, a poor harvest fumigant, structural treatment fumigant, and medical sterilization product. And that's how everybody is trying to find a product that can at least fit one of the quality of methyl bromide or all the quality. If you can find anything that can take care of all the quality of methyl bromide, that will be a good candidate. I use the confused flower billow to test some of the fumigant that I get from plant extract. And this is an insect that is resistant to pesticide, to any fumigation, and I have a colony going on in my lab. And it's a pantry bug. It's resistant to fumigant. It's difficult to control because they get into crevice. So when you can use it as a tool to test the volatile you get. I use also whitefly because when they import dry fruit or dry product or dry flower part, they can find some whitefly hidden there, and it's a kind of pest. And these are very expensive goods. And if you can find a fumigant that can also control some of the immature stage or mature stages in this of this whitefly in the good, that will be a good candidate. This is how I do my test. I put the insect in a small in a vial, and then I put my product here. Okay, I put my product. I'm so afraid to touch it now. I put my it's been like that when I was loading my talk, and they have to come and change my computer. So, well, anyway. So I put my insect in a small vial with food, and I smear my big vial with my compound. That's the green one, and this is the control. And I dry the compound because it's a fraction of the plant extract. It's an oily fraction. And when it's dried, the fraction emits the volatile. And this volatile kills the insect. Shall I go? Okay, now, volatile from the leaf extract was analyzed by GC. And with a column, it's a kind of septum analysis, and this volatile will come at the room temperature. Now, the volatile here, in the first thing, we have the chloroform, that is the extra fraction of the carrier of the volatile. And then in the bottom, this is the volatile fraction. Now, we put the chloroform and volatile together in the GC, and it got this graph. So the chloroform came after the unknown compound. So this compound is lighter, is more volatile than chloroform, which is one of the quality of methyl bromide. So as a result, the plant volatile enclosed in the oily compound were tested on whiteflies, and adult whiteflies, and it killed them in less than 15 minutes. I put an hour, and it's just 1 mL of my oil extract. And this is significantly controlled the adult whitefly. And when you continue putting whitefly in the vial, it kills the whitefly for almost 24 hours. So the control is extended to 24 hours. So this is the extra, and this is the solvent, which is chloroform, and this is the control, no treatment, in the same vial. And then this is after 24 hours, we still have 67% control of adult whitefly. And then it fades away. Now, for the confused flower bill, we use 6 mL of a fraction. We put it in the vial, dry it on a purified nitrogen gas, and twice. I put 3 mL, dry it, and put 3 other mL and dry it. And then add the confused flower bill, and they were killed in 72 hours. What's funny about the confused flower bill? They close the spiracle. So you have to pull them out and wait and see if they are dead. So you have to pull the vial out, put it out on your bench, and wait 30 minutes, an hour, and see if they are alive. If they are alive, they will start moving. If they are dead, they can't move at all. So I keep them in the vial to see if there is offspring production. So I test oily fraction that I extracted in 2006 and 2007. So for 2006, I can use 500 mil, which is 6 mil. In 2006 fraction, I have to use 6 mil. And that means this has a good shelf life, that you can use extract the fraction and put it on the shelf for a year and be able to use it as a fumigant. In addition, we test how many flower, how deep the beetle could go and be killed. So we try 1 gram of flour. We have a 100% mortality. I try 10 gram of flour. I have 100% of mortality. But when I went to a pound of flour and put the bill under a pound of flour, for my 500 mil cannot reach them. My 5 mil, the gas from the 5 mil oil extra could not reach them under the pound of flour. Now, I kept the bill in the vial, close them, and see if some of them we have offspring. Obviously, I know the one I treated died, but I want to see if they can have offspring. So we calculate the number of offspring they have. We calculate the number of larvae these people they have after 87 days. And they were all dead at 87 days. But the solvent has a 6.25 immature last instar larvae per female of confused flower beetle. The non-treated one has 22. And this is really significant that this volatile really kill the beetle with no... As a conclusion, the dry oily fraction of my plant extra can, at room temperature, emit volatile that can significantly control resistant confused flower beetle under 10 gram of flour. Thank you very much. for your attention.
We have time for a couple of questions.
Yes?
What was the plant that you used to get the extract from?
I will keep it until our patent is underway. Yes?
One of the concerns about when you're treating stirfonic is the taint that these phonics can give you. Do you have any idea if there's an off odor, an off taste given to the flower?
No. And the volatile fadeaway, it doesn't have we have to test that because we have the testing. When you reach a point where you identify, you have to make some bread out of the flour and test it. People will do it. I haven't reached that stage yet. But it doesn't give in any. We try to take the volatile from the flour. After the treatment, it didn't have any volatile. I can say that, but we have to do the taste treatment of the flower.
Is there any question? Any more questions?
Oh, I haven't repeated your question.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.